Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Today we are talking with Jessie Huff. She is with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. She's the public health nurse and also the school district nurse. She's been at the health department as far as the public health nurse for over 25 years. And first off, Jessie, it's great to get you in today, so thank you very much for the time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Definitely. Boy, long time. You've been the public health nurse, 25 years. And I know you and I were talking off the cuff. You're getting set to retire, which is a beautiful thing.
Yes. Yes, I'm very excited about that.
I bet you are. I bet you are. But before you go into retirement, you've taken the time to come on down here and join us on air to talk a little bit about back-to-school immunizations. Now, this is really coming up. Parents, of course, the kids are well aware that school is right around the corner. I'm sure parents are just as excited about that as well. But there are some key dates that parents need to keep in mind. You and I were talking off of the cuff, and now was a great time to get your kids in and make sure that they got the immunizations and they're up to date.
Correct. I think we often take our children, our infants in regular appointments, well, child checks, but when they get older, we don't do it as often. So now's a really good time during the summer to take your child in and ask for a well child check and ask your physician what immunization your child needs.
Now, the first question I asked you when you came in, I said, what are the age requirements for the immunizations as far as the kids that are getting ready to go into schools? And it's very simple. I mean, kindergarten, obviously, but then 11, 12-year-olds going into 7th grade as well.
Right. Entering 7th grade, there are specific immunizations that need to be given. They need a booster on their Tdap and a varicella and a meningococcal.
As far as the process, I mean, look, I'm an adult. I don't like needles. I'm sure kids don't like needles. So what is the process like for a kindergartner? I mean, how many shots are we talking about?
On an average, it's usually 3 or 4, depending on... there are some combination vaccines that you can give, so depending on what the provider has on hand. But typically around 3 or 4 shots for kindergarten.
On average, how many kids do not cry when they get their immunization shots?
I've seen some amazing little 5-year-olds that are just so brave.
That's great. Yeah. That's fantastic. I know that's really an off-the-path question. But as far as the 7th graders go, how many shots are we looking at?
Probably 3, but maybe only 2 if they've had 2 varicellas already.
Now, if parents are listening to this and they don't know if their child or, you know, their children are up to date as far as the shots that they need once school gets rolling, best way to find out what your child needs is how? I mean, how do you find out what you got to get done?
Well, all parents, first of all, need to find their child's individual immunization record and have that available to take with them to the doctor's appointment so the doctor can see what they've had prior and what they need now. You can go to the Carbon School District website, and under Student Wellness, it will take you to the immunizations that are required for kindergarten and 7th grade entry. Or you could go to healthutah.gov/immunizations, and it will tell you. Definitely they can call the health department, and we can tell them what immunizations are required.
Now, the deadline to get the kids set for school, I mean, you and I were talking about this, and you brought it up. It should be the first day before school, before they're admitted.
Yes, definitely. Ideally, we want them all immunized before they start school.
Again, we're being joined right now by Jessie Huff. She's with the Southeastern Utah Health Department, the public health nurse, and also the school district nurse. Now, with that being said, the cost will vary, right, for each student, but typically insurances will pay for all the immunizations.
Yes, they typically will. They're considered a preventive service, so most insurances will pay for immunizations.
Now, I guess the private physician for the family, they can handle these particular shots, but you guys can also do them at the health department as well.
That's correct, yes.
And it's very simple to just call and make an appointment?
Actually, at the health department, it's a walk-in clinic Monday through Thursday from 3 to 4:30. No appointment necessary. We just take them as they come in.
The medical clinics can also administer the immunizations as well, right?
Sure. We have a couple clinics, Helper Clinic and Carbon Medical Service can also administer.
You did mention that as far as 7th grade registration goes, which is going to be on August 9th, there's actually going to be on-site immunizations there as well.
Right. We have brought down, made arrangements for Immunization Express to come down, and they will be providing the 7th grade immunizations that are required, but they also will be able to do kindergarten shots as well.
Now, some insurances will be covered with that, right?
That's correct. Only some insurances. They could probably call at Mont Harmon, and they could tell them which insurances cover the immunizations.
Enough about needles. I want to move on from the immunizations here for a second. I hate needles, but let's talk about what parents should actually start preparing for as far as getting their kids ready for the brand new school year. Because obviously, once summer hits, schedules get thrown off a little bit. There's a lot of traveling, a lot of staying up late. What are some of the tips that you would give parents to make sure that their kids are set and ready for school physically and mentally?
Well, probably now's a really good time to start establishing their bedtime and their wake-up times, get them back on that school schedule so they can, it'll make it easier for both parents and the child. A good time to get their well child checks, really good time to talk to your children and go over the ways to prevent communicable disease, like doing respiratory etiquette, coughing into their shoulder, good hand washing while they're at school, those type of things.
With you being the school district nurse for as long as you have, and again, the public health nurse, what are some of the most common, I guess we could say, I don't know if inadequacies is the right word. I mean, something that you've noticed the most as far as spreading viruses with children at schools. Does something come to mind?
Probably just the common cold and flu are most common. Of course, there's been a lot of increase on pertussis, whooping cough, so that's sometimes seen. But yeah, there's several things actually.
Yeah, well, that's a very vague question, I'm sure. So again, just try to get your kids set, right, for the new school year. I mean, that's what this is all about.
Sure. Try to get them, start thinking about getting them ready to begin school the next school year.
Jesse, if anyone out there needs any more information on the immunizations, maybe some tips on trying to prepare their children for the upcoming school year, and any of the stuff that we just covered, what's the best way to go about finding more information?
They can call the health department, 435-637-3671, and just ask to speak to a nurse.
Well, congratulations on the time that you have put in, specifically here in the local area. Congratulations on retirement. Hopefully it's going to treat you well, and I appreciate you coming down here before you ride off into the sunset.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.